Chapter 28. The next Tuesday, Sean rode up to Xanadu for the first time since Duff had left. Johnson and four of the clerks from the office were at work in the ballroom, packing and labelling the presents. "Nearly finished, Johnson?"
Just about, Mr. Courtney. I'll send a couple of wagons up tomorrow morning to fetch this lot."
"Yes, do that. I don't want them lying around here any longer." He went up the marble staircase and stood on the top landing. The house had a dead feeling to it. New and sterile, it was waiting for people to come into it and bring it to life. He went down the corridor, stopping to look at the paintings that Candy had chosen. They were oils and soft pastels, woman's colours. "We can do without these. I'll get some with fire in them, scarlets and blacks and bright blues." He pushed open the door to his own bedroom. This was better. Vivid Persian rugs on the floors. Walls panelled in dark satiny wood, and a bed like a polo field. He lay on the bed and looked up at the scrolled, ornate plaster ceiling. "I wish Duff were back. We can do some real living in this house." He went downstairs again. Johnson was waiting at the foot of the stairs. "All finished, sir." "Good man. Off you go, then." He went through into the study and walked across to the gun rack. He took down a Purdy shotgun, carried it to the French windows, and looked at it in the light. His nostrils flared a little at the nostalgic smell of gun oil. He brought the gun up to his shoulder, felt the true exciting balance of it, and enjoyed it. He swung the barrels in an arc across the room, following the flight of an imaginary bird, and suddenly Duff's face was in his sights. Sean was taken so by surprise that he stood with the gun trained at Duff's head. "Don't shoot. I'll come quietly," said Duff solemnly. Sean lowered the shotgun and carried it back to the rack. "Hello."
"Hello,"
Duff answered, still standing in the doorway. Sean made a pretense of fitting the gun into the rack with his back to Duff.
"How are you, laddie?"
"Fine. Fine."
"How's everybody else?"
"To whom do you refer in particular?" Sean asked.
"Candy, for one."
Sean considered the question.
"Well, you could have damaged them all by feeding her into a stamp mill."
"Bad, eh?"
"Bad," agreed Sean.
They stood in silence for a while.
"I take it that you are not very well disposed towards me either," Duff said at last.
Sean shrugged his shoulders and moved across to the fireplace.
"Dufford, you're a pig," he said conversationally.
Duff winced.
"Well, it was nice knowing you, laddie. I suppose from here on our paths diverge."
"Don't drivel, Duff, you're wasting time.
Pour the drinks, and then you can tell me what it feels like being a pig. Also, I want to discuss with you those paintings Candy has plastered along the upstairs corridor. Don't know whether to give them away or burn them."
Duff straightened up from leaning against the door jamb. He tried to stop the relief showing on his face, but Sean went on quickly.
"Before we close the lid on the subject and bury it, I want to tell you this. I don't like what you did. I could see why you did it, but I don't like it. That's my piece set. Have you got anything to add to it?"
"No," said Duff.
"All right, then. I think you'll find a bottle of Courvoisier right at the back of the cabinet, behind the whiskey decanter."
Sean went down to Candy's hotel that evening and found Candy in her office.
"He's back, Candy."
"Oh."
Candy caught her breath.
"How is he, Sean?"
"A little chastened, but not much."
"I didn't mean that. I meant, is he well?"
"The same as ever.
He had the grace to ask how you were, said Sean.
What did you tell him? Asked Candy.
Sean shrugged and sat down in the chair next to her desk. He looked at the tall stacks of sovereigns that Candy was counting. Is that last night's bar takings? He asked, avoiding her question.
Yes, she answered absently.
You're rich. Will you marry me? He smiled. Candy stood up and walked across to the window.
I suppose you two will be moving up to Xanadu now, she said.
Sean grunted, and she went on quickly.
The Haynes brothers will take over the Victoria rooms. They've spoken to me about it already, so don't worry about that. You'll have fun up there. It'll be marvellous for you. I bet you'll have parties every night and crowds of people.
I don't mind. I've gotten used to the idea now. Sean stood up and went to her. He took her gently by the elbow and turned her to face him. He gave her the silk handkerchief out of his top pocket to blow her nose. Do you want to see him again, Candy? She shook her head, not trusting her voice. I'll look after him like I promised. He gave her a hug and turned to go.
Sean,
she called after him. He looked back.
You'll come to see me sometimes. We could have dinner and talk a little. You'll still be my friend, won't you?
Of course, Candy. Of course, my dear. She smiled damply.
If you pack your things and duffs, I'll have them sent up to Xanadu for you.